Okay, this is something that's new to me, and maybe we can have everybody explain it that knows about it. I've heard of resumes. That's where you show off your best and your brightest stuff. You're trying to get that J-O-B. I mean, that's how I got this job. Now, to be fair, I forged a few things, but it doesn't matter. I have a contract, so fire me. I dare you.
They will.
Yeah, true. So, Live the Web Girl, you were talking about failure resumes. What the heck are those?
Okay, apparently it's like a new thing in the workforce. You're telling people to make a resume of your failures. So things that you didn't get into, schools you didn't get into, jobs you've applied for, just failures in your life, like professionally.
Personally or professionally?
We're in radio, so
okay,
like...
Okay, gotcha.
What, you know?
Oh, can I go? Because I got a few things I can think of, but let's see. 2001, okay, yeah. 2001, I lasted 4 hours at McDonald's because I kept on messing up orders, so they fired me.
Oh my gosh.
That's so sad.
I was making like sandwiches, like a double quarter pounder with the Big Mac bun.
That's so embarrassing.
Apparently the Big Mac bun only goes on the Big Mac.
Yeah.
I wish they would have taught me that. Not too long ago, actually 2002, a year after, my dream of being a sandwich artist at Subway. Now, by the way, this is like pre-Jared being a child predator and all. Like, everybody loved Subway and everybody wanted a $5 foot long and everybody wanted to eat fresh. It was the coolest. Before those were dashed, the owner of the party store I worked at, it was like a party store Subway, he reviewed the cameras one night and realized that I gave out 6 foot long subs for free to my friends after a basketball game.
You stay away from sandwiches, man.
So he made me pay for them, then he fired me, and luckily he didn't call the cops on me. I got a few more failure resumes here. This is really positive stuff, guys. I'm glad we're doing it. In 2007, while doing one of my first overnight shifts at a radio station, I got hired. I had to work from 1 a.m. to 10 a.m., so I was on the morning show, but I also had to be like the overnight board op to make sure the station was on the air, music played. You know, if you ever listen to the radio, you're like, why is there no sound? Like, what's the dead air? That person's supposed to make sure that doesn't happen. So that was my job. Well, that did happen, and I fell asleep somewhere between 1:30 and 5 a.m. I know it's 5 a.m. because that's when my boss was knocking on the door. I was sleeping in an office.
Oh,
and said, what
no.
the hell are you doing?
Oh, my gosh. Were you fired?
I was written up.
Oh, gosh.
Not my greatest broadcasting moment. And another resume fail. I used to DJ weddings, but this was embarrassing. While DJing my friend's wedding back in 2012, I introduced a couple to about 300 people. It was a pretty good sized wedding, and I'm like, please welcome for the first time Mr. and Mr. it wasn't a gay wedding, so that was a good thing to add to the Joe Pesh failure resume.
So cringeworthy. I DJ weddings too, and I feel you.
Okay, I'll go next. My sophomore year of college, I applied to be the recruitment chair in my sorority, and I not only didn't get it, they told me that I would be the very last option. Yeah, and my sophomore year of high school, I applied for a job in my hometown of Cincinnati at a Skyline Chili. I got the job, but didn't show up to my very first day and got fired.
Sounds about right.
And then one time I sent in a lip-syncing video to Justin Bieber in high school to be in his movie. They picked 500 lip-syncing videos, and I was not one of those videos.
And they only received 501.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
And then in high school, I tried to be super nice to the weird shy girl and stand with her in the lunch line at school. And then I accidentally spilt my entire tray of chili all over her pants.
No!
And then she got called chili pants for the next 2 years of high school.
That is terrible. That might be the worst resume I've ever heard.
And for me, for the most part, I've done pretty well in school, except for that time I didn't want to memorize memory verses in religion class at my Christian school. That earned me my only F in my entire school career.
Ooh. Oh, God.
An honorable mention might be the time I achieved most improved in one marking period. I had a 0.6%, an F on my progress report in reading class, but I strongly finished the marking period with a D+.
Nice.
In my young professional career, I had an interview for an internship at Fox New York, and that only lasted 3 minutes.
Why?
Why?
They found out you were a Democrat?
No. I guess they just didn't like me. Hurry up. I also had an internship interview at NFL Films where it seemed like I could have actually landed that internship, but I kind of accidentally hinted that I was more interested in radio. And well, as you can see, I clearly didn't get that job because here I am today.
Oh, no!
My first...
Suck again!
My first year playing Little League Baseball was stellar, with a 0.000 batting average, striking out every time. I miraculously hit the ball once, and it rolled straight to the pitcher. And then the last one, I've got skills like achieving massive credit card debt, dropping out of piano lessons, and I've only read one book my entire life. It was called The Hungry Little Caterpillar.
Oh my gosh, this is like, that is just embarrassing. Your life is very sad.
I'm a loser, right?
You make me feel like I'm a loser because I know you.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to say it's because I'm better than everybody else that I only have two, but maybe I'm better than everybody else because I only have two. No, I'm just kidding.
Or she doesn't want to admit them.
No, that's true. Yes. Honestly, these are the two best ones I could think of. I'm just kidding. All right, so before I worked in radio, I worked at Sephora, and my coworker's dad died, and we were all supposed to sign a card giving our condolences, and I signed, "You'll get through this. It's just a bump in the road."
Oh,
I was like 18. I didn't know what to write. I thought it was nice, and then everyone was like, "Alex, why would you say that? It's not a bump in the road when you lose your parent," and I felt horrible. And then the last one actually happened to me the other night. I found out about it last night, coincidentally, from my boyfriend, the Egyptian. When I was on Ambien the other night, I asked him what we were going to do for Valentine's Day, and I said, "You better get me something nice." And he said, "Well, what are you going to get me?" And I guess I told him, "I'm going to get you something small just so you have something to open."
I feel like there's so many more mistakes in there.
Yeah, I agree. 1,000%.
Those are the two best ones I could think of.
Okay.
Right. I asked you guys if you knew of any of me here.
Well, I hope all of these failures, maybe if you're feeling down about yourself,
made you feel better.
Trust me, we have all failed many of times.